the last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
If you're just joining us, you may well not have heard earlier that health service IT systems could take days to return to normal after being shut down following what a government member has described as possibly the most significant cybercrime attack on the Irish state of all time. The HSE say that the main attack began at around 4:30 this morning and that IT staff switched off systems as a precaution in order to protect data and to give time to fully assess the situation with our own security partners, they say. They say the incident was carried out by international criminals. It was explained this afternoon as a sophisticated attack which is seeking to extort money, though no demand has yet been made. To discuss this, we're joined by Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent, and also Professor Barry O'Sullivan from the School of Computer Science in UCC. Barry, if I can come to you first on this. Sure. Ransomware attacks, oftentimes this relies on a payout, oftentimes this relies on time, which is something when it comes to the HSE and they were having to cancel procedures today, they probably don't have a huge amount of time of.
No, indeed. This is a dreadful situation that they find themselves in. It's almost the worst possible situation to be in. So ransomware is basically a form of malicious software. It's an attack where data is encrypted. And in order to get access to your data, you need to pay a ransom. And this particular group who seem to be behind this this particular attack have form in this area. They have been, as you mentioned, attacking health services and health data significantly over the last while, because for exactly the reasons that you mentioned, that we need access to the data quickly, we need it now, and it's very, very hard to put a price on it. And so governments are they need to resolve these situations quickly. So they're a soft target for this sort of extortion.
I would imagine when hackers decide that they're going to put a cyber attack like this together, and this is obviously clearly very targeted in the middle of a pandemic, hitting health services, their expectation will be to get paid. Now, is there any guarantee that if the government hand over money to these hackers that actually they'll hand the data back?
No, there's no guarantee. I believe this is what's called a Conti ransomware attack. This Conti gang are basically quite well known. They attacked a fuel pipeline in the US a few weeks ago. They've attacked companies in increasing number over the last number of months, and there have been payouts in everything from small millions of dollars up to $14-15 million in order to get access to data. But the problem is, it's very hard to imagine how the data can be recovered without it being decrypted, unless the HSE has some super sophisticated backup system, which is highly unlikely. Most organizations just simply wouldn't have the infrastructure to deal with these things. And that's not a criticism. These attackers are very, very smart. It's been described as a zero-day type attack, so it's an unprecedented attack. I've got only the deepest sympathy for the poor, unfortunate individuals who have to deal with this situation. It is enormously complex and enormously challenging, and something that I think is quite a despicable crime to perpetrate on a health service.
Yeah, because I was reading this morning as well that yesterday there were distributed denial of service attacks, which are sometimes used to try and just disrupt you being able to use your website and use your IT services. And the feeling now is that they were enacted yesterday maybe as the first step, and this was step two of what they were attempting to do.
Well, possibly, but in all likelihood, the preparation for this particular attack has been going on for quite some time. It could be a matter of several days or maybe a couple of weeks. The problem with this particular type of attack, the Conti ransomware attack, is that it's very, very hands-on. So the perpetrators are very, very involved. Their target is very deliberate. And it's obviously to maximize return in terms of money. Sometimes this group, as I understand, are often hired by third parties. This is purely money. This is good old fashioned robbery. It's like a bank robbery, except we didn't see them coming in, and we actually didn't see them leave. So we don't know to what extent the equipment and the network in the HSC continues to be compromise. And this is a real challenge. Like, essentially what would have happened at 4:30 or 5 o'clock this morning is, in order to assess the situation, the HSE would literally have had to plug computers out of the network to understand where they are. And now they're faced with machines that have been compromised in this way. The data has been compromised. And, you know, how do you start? What's safe? What's good? What isn't? Do they have a backup they can get back to in a reasonable amount of time? On top of all of this, people need to be, people's treatment needs to carry on and so on, and systems are down. And it really is a dreadful, dreadful situation.
Barry, just one other question on the technical side before I bring Priscilla in on this, mm-hmm. is if one department has been hit and presumably their defences weren't able to keep these people out, does that mean that other government departments could potentially be very vulnerable if they decided to come back and attack a different one?
Well, often the way that these things start is, good old-fashioned phishing attack. Someone clicks on a thing that they shouldn't have clicked on and completely inadvertently handed over their password, and they might have had privileges at a very high level, so it can be simple as that. So these kinds of attacks can occur anywhere, and at any time. Obviously, this particular group, they're interested in maximizing their return, so they tend to attack organizations where there's high value, where the data is very, very valuable. Hospitals and health services are a perfect example of that. But there are lots of examples of ransomware attacks where, your own personal files in your PC gets infected, get encrypted, and the question for you then is, well, do I pay it or do I just, suffer the loss of the data? Mm. But the big challenge is, without paying as I understand it, there hasn't been a demand made yet. There will be some diplomacy going on, in the background, of course, because this is a very hands-on thing. So they will be dealing with people at the other end of some sort of a secure line. That's how much they want, and the bill will come in the form of Bitcoin or something similar, because good old-fashioned. Cryptocurrencies are impossible to trace, and so this is how these sorts of things work. It's this kind of extortion is really unacceptable, and it's very, very challenging to deal with. And how do you respond? Well, when your systems manager at work tells you, watch out for those phishing attacks, those spam emails, those dodgy links. That's the gateway for these people. So you need to pay attention to that very, very carefully.
Yeah, Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor with Medical Independent, is with us as well. Priscilla, some services have continued. Some have been disrupted or cancelled due to the shutdown this morning. And I believe paperwork is now the way that the HSE have had to go, as opposed to being able to do things electronically. I would imagine there's potential for huge knock-on to the health services here.
There certainly is, and as Barry pointed out, we don't know exactly yet how this is going to be resolved and how long it's going to go on for. So I think that's the biggest headache actually facing the HSE. What happens beyond today? Is it going to go into the weekend? Is it going to go into next week, where it would cause huge disruption to scheduled outpatient appointments and other procedures? Now, while most appointments went ahead today in the health services, they would have been quite disrupted in relation to, say, perhaps some patients waiting for test results to come back. And we know that in the Rotunda in particular, they cancelled the majority of their outpatient appointments today, except for pregnant women who were beyond 36 weeks. And we know as well that the radiology services in particular across the country were severely affected. So most people who scheduled x-rays had those cancelled, and other scans as well would have been affected in some centres. Email services as well are down for the health service, so that's very, very disruptive. And we know that it's impacted Tuzla as well in particular. And then just while emergency services obviously are going ahead as normal and the ambulance services, it has impacted as well COVID-19 services. So while people today who had appointments for swabbing at the swabbing centres, that went ahead, the GP triage system is actually down, so people couldn't be referred for new tests today. So patients are being advised that if they talk to their GP or if they have symptoms, they can just turn up at one of these testing centres for a swab to be taken today to queue. So that could cause a lot of disruption over the weekend and in the next few days, because it will obviously delay and how many people are being tested. And when their test results are coming back, there could be some delay in that as well. So it's going to be making it a bit more difficult to track in the next couple of days, new cases of COVID-19. So obviously the vaccination programme as well is going ahead as normal, but there are fears that that could obviously impact as well, perhaps on the online service if this drags on in the coming days. So yeah, it could have absolutely huge and widespread disruption in the coming days. So while today most services did go ahead, there was a lot of impact, particularly in x-rays and in some inpatient appointments and in emails and in referrals as well. So again, it's still to be made clear, I suppose, the toll of the impact, but this is obviously one of the most serious, ever cyber attack on the HSE and on our National Health Service.
Yeah, because Priscilla, they were keen, the HSE, to point out today, this isn't going to affect those who are already in the queue for their vaccine and they're due to get it over the next few days. But, it'll obviously impact appointments if this stretches on beyond the weekend.
That's exactly it. And just, I think it's really the fear of what will happen for next week, because we have to remember that our health services have been under huge pressure for well over a year now with the pandemic. And even though in the last third wave, generally many services continued on, there has been huge waiting lists and backlogs building up. And they're working very hard at the moment to keep those appointments going as best they can. So this could cause an awful lot of disruption. And particularly, as I pointed out there, for people who are, trying to get x-rays today, that's been one of the biggest impacts. And how long will that actually drag on? And as well for the testing and tracing system and delays and people even getting back their test results. But NPHET today and the HSE have pointed out that if you do have symptoms, you can still ring your GP and you should do the usual health advice, which is obviously to self-isolate and to wait at home, particularly if you're waiting for test results or if you're symptomatic at the moment. But it still remains to be seen how the real impact of this on the health service in the coming days and potentially the coming weeks as well, if there's going to be a backlog of delays or appointments delayed there. But obviously they're depending as much as they can at the moment on paper systems, and as we know, Ireland is well behind when it comes to electronic healthcare records. And unfortunately, it seems that some of the hospitals that have the better online services, have been a bit more impacted because of that. But care is continuing, and they're doing their best to try and get around what they can, and to hopefully that we might maybe have some more answers in the coming hours as to what the impact is going to be.
Priscilla Lynch and Professor Barry O'Sullivan, many thanks for joining us on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.